Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 5 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, your host, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located at the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. From time to time, we've used this opportunity to introduce Cape Light Compact staff and talk about its various programs. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts requires us to periodically file plans for their approval. Today, we'll talk with Maggie Downey, the Cape Light Compact Administrator, and Margaret Song, the Compact's Residential Program Manager. We'll talk about the new 3-year plan for program years 2013 through 2015. Okay, Maggie, I'll start with you. What's the background on the 3-year plan for the Cape Light Compact?
Well, John, this is the Cape Light Compact's second 3-year plan, and it's actually a statewide plan. It's not a compact-specific plan. And the background on this is, just for the listening audience, the Green Communities Act, which was signed into law in July of 2008, changed the way the Cape Light Compact and the other program administrators or utilities mm-hmm. in the state of Massachusetts run and administer energy efficiency programs. And basically what the act did is it did two key things. First, it mandated a statewide plan. So instead of 11 program administrators, of which the Cape Light Compact is one, submitting 11 different plans for review to the Department of Public Utilities, we have one rolled up statewide plan representing all of us. So, and that's a big change for the Cape Light Compact, who, for many of our listeners, we're used to being able to looking and reviewing just programs about the Cape Light Compact. And the second and most important, and this is tied to the funding and so much of what we're going to talk about, I would imagine, as the program proceeds, is it mandated that all cost-effective measures be pursued before increasing supply. And that's actually right out of the statute. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Are you looking at me? I can tell. That means that when, as KWH or growth is increasing,
KWH is kilowatt hours, right?
Thank you. I apologize. That the law, the statute requires that the most cost-effective, rather than building a power plant or bringing new distribution transmission lines, the most cost-effective steps must be taken to meet growth. And energy efficiency is the most cost-effective out of all of the means of meeting growing demand for electricity.
So in a nutshell, we devise methods of using less, doing the same work with less electricity, therefore we don't need to build more power plants. That's the theory.
Yes.
And it seems to have worked pretty well over the years.
If you look at the load on the Cape and how the influence of our programs have had over the last decade, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. And Margaret, you're primarily involved with the residential part of the Cape Light Compact Energy Efficiency Program. So what role did you play in the 3-year plan?
So essentially what Maggie has asked us to do as part of this statewide plan is really to go back and look at not only what is achievable during this, but it is a stretch goal. So we were really looking at, you know, during this next 3 years, what are the different things that we can do? There's a lot of baselines that we have to keep in mind. So what is the minimum that we would be able to do? And then above that, what are the programs that we would be able to offer? So, you know, we looked at different initiatives, which are, you know, something like lighting and appliances would be an initiative within a products program. So when we look at these programs, we're trying to see, you know, what will be cost effective, what do consumers actually want to do, what are the incentives, and then from there, building a budget.
Okay, if I was somebody that was just tuning into this program and had never heard of the Cape Light Compact before, or perhaps had heard of it but wasn't quite sure what it was they did, what's in it for them? How would they go about participating in the program, in your program?
Sure. So the, you know, for an average person, I would say visit our website if you have access. If you go to the rebates tab, you'll see all the different rebates that we offer.
Okay, and that's capelightcompact.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, if you don't have access to a computer online, call us. Our 1-800 number, 1-800-797-7000. 6699 is a great place to get information. If you're thinking about making any upgrades or buying new equipment or doing something to your house, it's always good to check with us first.
And you have incentives for people to go with more energy efficient upgrades. What tip, where do you find you get the best kind of bang for the buck? What's the best source of savings in for electricity?
Well, if we're talking only about electricity, it's usually with lighting. Mm-hmm. Lighting is really one of the quickest and easiest ways. It's simple because all you have to do is unscrew your current light bulb and put in a new one.
Right.
So there's no real cost to put that in. But generally speaking, we do see that a lot of times when you put that in, you also have a convenience factor. You know, compact fluorescent light bulbs, those swirly light bulbs that you mm-hmm. see, or even LEDs last a lot longer than current incandescents. And depending on what you're looking for, they can provide like lighting or better, depending on what you're looking for.
And so there's been some significant advances in the technology over the past few years. They've been actually rather dramatic over the past few years. And that meshes into the three-year plan, pushing these technologies, encouraging people to implement them. And you mentioned LEDs, that's light-emitting diode, that's a new technology. What are we doing in that area?
For LEDs in the residential sector, and I know in the CNI, there are commercial industrial mm-hmm. sectors, sorry, I live in acronyms, we're exploring the use of LEDs primarily from a lifetime perspective. So we know right now that the costs are a little bit higher right. than what you would see for other technologies. But the light, people seem to really enjoy the type of light that it produces. But really, it's the lifetime. It lasts for a lot longer. You know, if you look at an incandescent bulb, they're around 750 to 1,000 hours. The efficient ones that are incandescent are about 2,000 hours. A compact fluorescent is between 6 and 15,000 hours. With LEDs, you're talking about 25,000 to 35,000 hours, okay. if not more.
Right. So you're not replacing them very often. And so even though there might be a bit of a higher upfront cost, in the final analysis, with the dramatic reduction in energy savings and the fact that you're not replacing the light bulb, and the fact that you, Margaret, and the Cape Light Compact are giving pretty significant financial incentives to do this, we end up with a longer light bulb. Doesn't use as much energy.
Yeah, and I think
multiply that enough around with enough of them, and you've saved some significant amounts of energy.
And if I may, John, in sure. addition to what's new in residential in this next three-year plan that we're working on, and that would be the planning years 2013, 2014, and 2015, an exciting new, I think, residential product is the heat pump water heaters. And the rebate amount, and Margaret, correct me if I'm wrong, is up to $1,000 rebate
okay.
for a replacement of your, if you heat your water with electric, so if you mm-hmm. have an electric hot water heater, we have an exciting new program that will be included in the next three-year plan for replacement of that with a more efficient heat pump water heater. And I don't know, Margaret, if you want to add anything about that specific.
Yeah, a good point, though. Is this program going to begin in 2013, or has it already begun? I mean, if I've got a water heater and I know that thing's going to go any minute now, rather than put a new electric water heater in there, call the 800 number, 800-797-6699, find out what the incentive is on it. And
right. It's currently $1,000. We actually offer it now
okay.
to replace
oh, you do.
Electric
okay.
resistance. All
right.
We do. And folks can go on our website or onto the masssave.com website to get a copy of that rebate form. But it's been very popular because, as we know around here, there's a lot of electric water heaters.
Right. And if I ballpark, I think a new electric water heater is going to run around $500, I think, installed, right? Is that right? Or is it,
maybe
more expensive, a little more expensive?
Yeah, but it's on the low end, it's around $500,
okay.
What we see, and there are some up to like $800.
And so what would you ballpark, and we won't hold you to any of these numbers, but ballpark, if I were to put a heat pump water heater in, what would the cost be? And then you take $1,000 off that, right?
Yep. So right now there are some retailers that have the heat pump water heater
mm-hmm.
in replacement for a 50. That would be the same cost as our rebate. So there are some that we're seeing that are around $999 for the actual unit itself from GE, and the rebate is about that same cost. So it would really be only the installation costs that you would see.
So it sounds almost like a free water heater to me, just about.
If you can find someone who will install it for free, although I don't see a lot of those.
No, I'm sure. No, plumbers, I do know, charge money to install. But they're going to charge to install an electric water heater.
Correct.
And there's not an awful lot of difference. There may be a little bit, but there shouldn't be an awful lot. The water heater takes up a little more space. The heat pump water heater takes a little more space, perhaps.
It does, and you'll want to make sure that it's in a semi-conditioned space.
Okay.
You know, you don't want it to drop below, 50 degrees. On an average day, because then it'll go into resistance mode, so it will be
which is the same as what you've got now, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it's not appropriate if it's in a shed or a garage outside.
Okay.
But it's a great option because a lot of people I know have them in basements right now.
Yeah, sure. And what kind of savings as far as how much electricity will you save using one of these over a resistance water heater?
Conservatively, we're saying around $30 per month.
About $30 a month. And what would the average family pay now on a water heater? Say a family of four, is it like $50, $60?
Roughly around.
So maybe about 50% savings on water heaters. And if you heat water with electricity, that is a very significant part of your electric bill right there. So anyone that's considering replacing their water heater should not waste any time. Get on the phone, get these rebates while they're still available, and I say that, but you're getting some more for
yes,
the next
three.
Yes,
they will definitely be continued in the next
okay.
3-year plan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there'll be a lot of encouragement to do that. Now, folks that are familiar with the Cape Light Compact and have been participating in their programs over the years, they think of the Cape Light Compact as, oh, you're the folks that give us the rebates for the dehumidifiers. Is that program going to continue? How's that program doing now?
Well, that program has evolved over the years.
Yes,
we used to do very big fairs,
right.
And then we slowly started getting more into the communities.
Right.
Where we had an Upper Cape, Mid Cape, and a Lower Cape, and a vineyard. One thing that we've evolved to this year is working with the Household Hazardous Waste Days.
Okay.
Those are very popular in each of the towns, and so what we decided to do was piggyback on key events, not all of them, because
mm-hmm.
we have to choose some of them wisely, but we were at 7 events
okay.
throughout the Cape, and they actually were fairly popular. This year we got 250,
mm-hmm.
which is double what we got last year in our
okay.
3 events. So I think that's been really great. And we do plan to continue an effort like that in the next year.
And if you were to try to dispose of a dehumidifier, you'd have to pay to dispose of it. So instead of paying to dispose of it, you take it to this hazardous waste day where the Cape Light Compact may be participating. And you get, instead of a bill for the disposal, you actually get a coupon that says you go buy a energy-efficient dehumidifier, and you get, how much is it?
It's
how much
$35.
Is it? $35. So that's great.
Yep. And no recycling fee, which
we pay. That's it, no recycling fee, which is can be quite significant. You're listening to Cape Light Compact, Focus on Energy. My guests today are Margaret Song, the Program Manager for Residential, and Maggie Downey, who is the Cape Light Compact Administrator. And we're talking about the Cape Light Compact's 3-year plan that is filed with the state. The budgets for energy efficiency have grown pretty significantly since the inception. What's up with the budgets in the 3-year plan? Or What do we anticipate? Are we allowed to talk about what we anticipate?
Of course, actually.
It hasn't been approved yet, but this is what we're going to be...
The budgets that the Cape Light Compact have been working on under the direction of the state and mm-hmm. the consultants that advise the Energy Efficiency Advisory Council. So will be proposed, and we've been discussing them with the Energy Committees, across the Cape and Vineyard. We've met with every
town. These are the town committees.
Yeah. Town okay. committee. So that the number that we have presented is, this will be an $80,506,474 three-year budget. Okay. And that is an increase up from the $54.6 million from.
We won't hold
this
you
year.
To the dollars in the sense. I know.
But it's roughly approximately a 50% increase in funds available for energy efficiency programs. And this is not just unique to the Cape Light Compact's territory. Right. This is what, as I said, the Green Communities Act mandates all cost effective measures be applied before to meet supply. So all of the other program administrators, the utilities who administer these programs, are looking at similar, if not greater, increases
okay.
in our budgets in order to meet the demand that's out there for these services.
But the $80 million that you talk about is just for the Cape Light Compact
Correct.
Territory, which is Cape Light Compact and Martha's Vineyard.
Correct.
So that's a significant amount of money. And anyone that's listening to this radio program that has an interest in energy efficiency and would like to participate in some of this, we're talking about a very, very serious initiative.
I mean, it really, these are our dollars, ratepayer
right.
funds. We
right.
You pay them, I pay them,
right.
businesses pay them, and it behooves us, and our challenge over the next 3 years and beyond is to promote and get the word out about these programs so that our goal is to touch and have every resident and business on the Cape and Vineyard participate in these programs and get a return on the investment that they have put in through their utility bill.
And I think that one of the things to note is really that we have some enhancements, and that's really the reason why some of these are higher than we expected. You know, we talked about LEDs earlier, but with the home energy assessment program, we know that we have raised our cap from $2,000 previously
mm-hmm.
to $4,000.
This, you can do insulation, all kinds of things in the home energy assessment. So
exactly, and it shows benefits not just for electricity but also for oil, propane. You know, people
right.
are really gonna need some of those services. But we also offer. We previously had a hard to reach group for rental
okay.
communities.
Mm-hmm.
So folks that rent year round and they have the utilities in their names, in the tenant's name.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer 100% incentive up
really?
To that $4,000.
So $4,000. So if you're a renter listening to this program right now, there may be $4,000 that's available to you for energy efficient upgrades.
Right.
That does, and just a little bit of background on that, you know, you're a renter, so you'd be improving the structure. So you need
right.
to have
the landlord's got to... Got to go along
right,
with
but
it.
But now there's but
no barrier as far as right.
And that's exactly, John. You hit the word. You hit
right.
the nail right on the head. There was a barrier between somebody who may be an absentee landlord and the individual living in the house paying the electric bill. So we tried to identify it, and we've addressed it by eliminating any copay for any of the eligible measures. So again,
sure.
if you're a renter and you can contact your landlord, this is a great way to make you more comfortable in your home, lower your electric costs for the upcoming winter, which is fast
right.
upon coming.
Right.
And not just electric costs, though, oil, and just so that I understand what we're talking about here, it's energy costs.
Yes.
It is. And we also offer the same deal, 100% up to $4,000 for those that are above the low-income threshold,
okay.
but up to the 80% of median income, which is where affordable housing is.
So this is for homeowners. That,
yes.
So we talked about the landlord-tenant. Now you're talking about moving into the home ownership and
home
income
ownership
eligible.
It's homeownership or renters.
Okay.
So if you rent
mm-hmm.
or you own, but you're under that income threshold,
okay.
because... And I didn't explain it earlier,
mm-hmm.
but those folks that are at 60% of median income or less are considered low income.
Okay.
So there are other leveraged funds that we can use to provide almost or all of the services at 0%. So there's no cost to those customers. But people above that, previously, everyone was treated exactly the same way. So we're just offering a little bit of an enhancement for the weatherization portion, so the insulation, the air sealing, for those folks that are between 60% to 80%. So that's another enhancement that, you know, we've been, that sort of drives some of these costs.
And if you, Margaret, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're listening and you're wondering, well, am I low income? Am I in that 60 to 80% of median? That information is on our website. So it's very easy for you, or you could call the 1-800 number and ask what the ranges are for a family of one, family of four. So that information is on our website. So again, we want to make sure that the customers are as comfortable as possible choosing the best path. Right.
And just to clarify, because we've now gotten into the low-income and landlord-tenant situation, if you don't fall into either of those categories, you still want to participate. It's just you have to pay a little portion of it. And
absolutely.
What is that portion?
75% up to $4,000 is what the Cape Light Compact
covers. Okay.
So
if I have a $4,000 insulation job, I have to pay $1,000 and you pay $3,000. Is that how that works?
We pay up to $4,000.
Oh, you
do? Yes. So you could have a $5,000 job and we'll pay 75% of that.
Okay. All right.
So it's actually even better. And air sealing is always covered at 100%.
No matter what your income level
exactly.
is. And air sealing, just so everybody knows, air sealing is air that gets into your house. If you have an old house and you got the wind blowing, you're going to get air in there. And they go around and they seal up all the little areas. And I know I had my house done. I've had it done twice. As the program got more robust. But when I first had it done in 2003, the auditor came in, knew right where to go, and showed me. He said, "This is where the air's coming in." And you know, because of the construction of my house, I had a typical Cape Cod house. He knew right where it was. The chimney chases, you know, the knee walls, and he hit every single one of them. Was really quite remarkable.
I did want to talk about two things before we move any further. One is on the tenant incentive program that Margaret talked about for residential customers, where the next three-year plan is also going to replicate that for small commercial customers.
Oh, okay.
Many, if you look down any of our main streets or our malls, there are various businesses. They
most of them are renters,
right,
I think.
They don't own the property.
Yeah.
So again, modeling it after the successful residential program, we are going to be changing copay requirements, lowering them, paying up to 95% of the cost of eligible measures.
Wow.
So that trying to entice the landlord and the tenants to implementing recommended measures.
Okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to just say on the CNI is we have a major project that we're hoping to launch in the second half of 2013, which is retrofitting municipally owned streetlights from high-pressure sodium and mercury vapor to much more efficient LED, light-emitting diode technology.
Right.
It's a technology that you talked about at the beginning of this show, which will save the towns. Not only they'll move to a new lower tariff, so they'll save on their monthly electric bill, and they'll save on their energy cost, and most importantly, for the Cape Light Compact, we will be reducing energy consumption and some significant cut down in greenhouse gases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real win-win. We own approximately 14,000 streetlights spread out between the Cape and the Vineyard towns. So that's a very big project that we're scheduled to take place in the second half of 2013 under this new three-year plan.
Excellent. So, and have all the towns been notified? They all know that this program exists?
We are working with the towns right now on the streetlight project. We are doing a demonstration project, right now. The towns are looking at and identifying 8 streetlights, 4 residential, 4 commercial in their various towns to participate in a demonstration project.
Mm-hmm.
The goal of the demonstration project is to install the lights and leave them up for a period of 30 to 60 days to solicit
try to get
feedback from the community. Streetlights are people are very passionate about their streetlights and lighting quality.
Right. Yeah.
So we want to make sure that before a town moves forward, they have had the opportunity to solicit input from their community and their residents as to whether or not they like the lighting and they're willing to advance to a more environmentally friendly and more energy efficient technology.
Right. And typically, I mean, it's just my opinion. From what I've seen of these things, the light quality is actually quite a bit better. So you not only save the energy cost, but you save the you actually enhance the experience. So which is good too. We're getting down to the end of the program. I want to make sure that we've said everything that we want to say. And is there anything about the three-year plan that we may have missed? What's the process for the three-year plan? How are we going to know whether we're going to whether all this wonderful stuff is going to actually happen? We're all in the proposal stages for it right now.
Correct. We will be submitting the statewide plan October 31st to the Department of Public Utilities. And again, that is a statewide plan, so it's a massive document representing 11 electric program administrators across the state of Massachusetts. So we will be submitting that, and that goes through a full adjudicated process. We will there will be interveners, meaning people will participate at the state level and review the plan, ask questions for the different PAs, and at the end, by the end of January 2013, by statute, by law, the DPU is required to either approve with amendments, or deny the statewide plan. And in advance of the October 31st filing, we are holding a series of informational meetings across the Cape and Vineyard. The first one is October 1st in Falmouth at the library. It's at 7 p.m., and then that's followed by the town of East Ham Town Hall, again, 7. These are all at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then in Barnstable, Superior Courthouse, right here.
When was the East Ham one? Did we get
October
a date on
4th,
that?
I'm sorry. October 4th. And then the last one is on Oak Bluffs on October 11th at 6 p.m., and we will be talking about the plan with those that come out and answering questions on the plan. The plan will be on our website for view by the public. And again, this is a statewide plan. And the purpose, so it's not a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So what the intention is to inform the public, continue the dialogue that we started with the energy committees, which have all been public meetings, and to solicit information such that staff can take it back to the statewide level and try and influence and shape things at that level.
A little secret, folks, we pre-record these programs, and so some of the dates we gave you are in retrospect. But so we had two that were later on in the month. We had October 11th at Oak Bluffs. Okay, that's good, in Martha's Vineyard. And then we had another one,
Barnstable
on October 9th. Is there any way, are they recorded or anything? Is there any way?
There will be actually a Survey Monkey, Margaret, if you want to speak to that, that listeners can participate on up until after October 11th.
Sure. So if folks are interested, all of the reports are in the report section of our website.
Okay.
And under that will be a survey so that if folks would like to offer information, they can do so.
Okay. So capelightcompact.org, click on the reports tab and go do your survey.
Yep.
Unfortunately, as is often the case with these programs, they get over so fast that we wonder what happened to the time. But the program is over. I want to thank you both for coming here.
Well, thank you for having us.
And we will onward and upward, and good luck on your getting the plan approved.
Thanks, John.
You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Light Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests, Maggie Downey, Cape Light Compact Administrator, and Margaret Song, the Residential Program Manager for the Cape Light Compact. And I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, the station operations manager, for his good work today in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans on WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations, and remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource.